you know, there's still a lot of other benefits that go along with utilizing that fungicide application, even if I don't have a severe southern rust outbreak. You know, in stressful conditions like this, we see benefits from stress mitigation. You know, the reduction in ethylene production in the plant allows that plant to be a little more efficient in handling stressful conditions such as the high heat that we're going through right now. You see benefits in standability with those fungicides that are utilized at this time. So, you know, just because we don't have a southern rust quote unquote outbreak doesn't mean that we need to, we, you know, can ignore the benefits of fungicides altogether. And so, you know, there's other diseases out there we're watching for, whether that's gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight. Tar spot's been picked up in a lot of different areas here in the Western Corn Belt. And so there's definitely benefits that go along with that. But the biggest thing is just continually, you know, once a week, once every 10 days, hop out into those cornfields and just see how that crop is progressing and see if a fungicide can still benefit you and see if that disease is showing up. Because if you start to see it at low levels there and you know, we're in this blister milk stage kind of thing, you're probably going to see a yield benefit out of that fungicide at that point. You know, once we get well beyond that, we get into, you know, dent and those kind of things, then the ROI or the yield benefit becomes more and more of a challenge to get from a fungicide.